This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 8th of August. Phil Hughes emerged from an examination at the hands of Boyd Rankin to make an unbeaten 135 for Worcestershire on the first day against Warwickshire at Edgbaston. He helped haul them up to 246 in their first innings, with Vikram Solanki's 57 the only other notable contribution, as Jeetan Patel took 4 wickets. Alan Richardson and debutant Chris Russell then stuck 3 times with the new ball, produced the home side 19 for 3 at stumps. Durham took control on the second day of their match against Surrey at Chesterley Street. They earned a 181-run first innings lead over the visitors after hauling themselves up to 310 in their first innings. Paul Collingwood and Dale Benkenstein took their overnight fifth wicket partnership to 132 prior to the latter's dismissal to Jade Dernbach for 69. Phil Mustard then made 46 and Callum Thorpe 32, with Collingwood's innings ending at 78, also to Dernbach. Ben Stokes then took 2 wickets in Surrey's second inning that helped reduce him to 69 for 5 by the close, still a deficit of 112 runs. After managing only 8.1 overs yesterday, Nottinghamshire and Somerset managed only a further 15.4 today at Taunton, as rain again ruined much of the action. The visitors moved on to 48 for 3, with Alfonso Thomas taking both wickets to fall today, those of Alex Hales and Michael Lum. In Division 2, the match at Bristol remained evenly poised at the end of the third day, as Hampshire responded to Gloucestershire's first innings total of 271 with 276. Neil McKenzie took his overnight 52 to 94 before becoming the first of 2 victims for David Payne, while Ian Sachs will be ended with 3 for 44. Gloucestershire then closed on 102 for 4 in their second innings to lead by 97, with David Balcombe taking 3 of the wickets to fall. David Masters, Morris, Chambers and Graham Napier took 3 wickets each on the first day at Canterbury and helped bowl Kent out for 226. The home side were reliant on innings of 62 from Mike Powell and a late cameo of 49 from Azam Rood to recover from 120 for 5 and gain a valuable batting bonus point. Essex though rammed home their advantage and survived the 9 overs that they faced in their first innings prior to stumps, closing on 14 for none. Australia A had the better of the England Lions on the second day at Old Trafford. They began well when John Holland dismissed Craig Keysbetter from the second over of the day, but then held up by a crucial 6-wicket partnership of 75 between Samit Patel and Chris Wokes. Patel made 55 but fell as one of 2 wickets for Jackson Bird, while Wokes was last one out for 92, having shared a 9th wicket stand of 64 with Stuart Meeker. The Lions' total of 315 represented a pretty good effort, but Australia's openers had reduced their advantage by 127 for just the loss of Liam Davis by stumps, as Ed Cowan led the way with 77 not out and added 111 for the second wicket with Michael Klinger.